Yeah.
For the recording, I have to repeat this. Very good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is a very important day. Today is the 16th of March 2017, which is also one of the Kuan Yin's birthday. We need to pay respect, especially to Kuan Yin. It's a Kuan Yin Tan. And today is also the day where we will make puja offerings. After the puja offerings, we will officially commence our sharing on the Bodhisattva way. And after that, for those who have the understanding, who can understand the great benefits of taking this vow, then also for those who sees the great benefit, then if they are ready, they can take. And for those who have already taken, if you want to reaffirm, you can. And it's very important to reaffirm all this so that it can become very strong. The seed of Bodhi that is planted, which has been already nurtured, will stabilize. When it stabilizes, it will help you in a great way. Not only this life when the sasana is there, in future life when the sasana is not there, the Bodhi mind or the Bodhi seed that is being planted through the first stage of Bodhisattva development. We are making this aspiration to walk this way and take all this vow that will support your cultivation. It will bring forth great condition for you in future when you have to be born into the universe, when the sasana is not there. So all these are very useful and very important. Otherwise, like most people, they don't even have the condition to be born as a human because it's very rare. Then even if they can be born as a human, chances are they are not born during the sasana. Even let's say they are born during the sasana as a human being, but they may not encounter the true Buddha Dhamma. Then like some of you, you may have the parami to encounter the Buddha Dhamma, born as a human being during the sasana. But even when you are in the sasana, your teaching is not strong. Your understanding of the teaching is not strong. That's why there are a lot of Kayanamitta. They have the mind of a true, very loving and compassionate being. They have this in their heart and they want to do this work. But they didn't realize that this work comes with a lot of understanding, cultivation. Otherwise, if you yourself cannot have the understanding to walk this way, it's very difficult for you to help people or take people across. That's why the Bodhisattva vow is to help you to fulfill all this understanding. Like the first vow, you vow to liberate the limitless living being and take them all across. That is love, that is compassion. If this love and compassion cannot be manifest when you live in this world, you will not have the ability to keep your precept properly because your thought process, your anger, your hatred, your dislike towards fellow living beings, they are there. Even though you may not perform the karmic, where the karmic is transgression, you actually kill and harm. But your thought of aversion, dislike towards person, humanity, is already a tinted defilement for you to live life as a human being. So if you take this vow, you will never have any negative thought against any living being. Not to say only human being, even the insects, the plant, the animals, or any life form. Because you vow to liberate them, take them across. When you make the vow, how can you have any negativity of thought process or action against these beings? That's why it will protect you. And this love and compassion can carry you along a great way later on when you are ready for the perfection to be a Sammasambuddha. Then to do this work, you need wisdom, you need understanding. That's why the vow help you all the way. The second vow is you vow to severe and endure all suffering, all affliction and vexation. If you yourself don't have the wisdom to overcome all this, endure and severe all suffering and vexation and affliction, then how are you going to help living beings? So this vow is to help you. And this is only stage 2 Bodhisattva development or Vohimai development. Then you go to the third vow, the third basic vow. You vow to penetrate and realize all Dhamma. That is the cultivation of the perfection of wisdom, so that you have great vast wisdom to understand life, to understand the conditioned world and the unconditioned world. Then to understand life clearly so that you can help in a very, very efficient way. So if you can fulfill this first 3, then you can go to stage 4, Bohimai development. Bohimai development at stage 4 is to have the wisdom to understand that all this form and mind, segmented life that we take to come here, they are all karmically conditioned, not real, not you. That's why you can renounce samsara and go this way. The other thing is the third basic vow, when you penetrate all Dhamma, even before that, you can realize your true mind, your nature. You can touch that. And that is the third stage of Bodhi development. Then from there, if you finish the third basic vow, you will have fulfilled the perfection of wisdom. That's why all this aids you along to develop the perfection. And this is what living beings need, to walk this way. And this is something that is very, very difficult to come by. And the Buddha already described how rare is it even to be a human being. Then even more rare to be born during the sasana, to encounter the true Buddha Dharma. So when you have all this condition, you don't know how to vow, make the aspiration, plant the seed of Bodhi as a first step, that the choice is yours. So this is just a brief introduction, so that those who already ready requested for this, your faith will be very, very strong. Then for those who have already taken, you can reaffirm them. Reaffirming them is very important. Here the advice of all this vow is you have to develop it until it is very stable, planted deep inside your nature, so that without the sheet of paper you can recite them. Then only you understand what this teaching is all about. And all of the aspiration that we take together along with the vow, they are about the teaching that Sakyamuni Buddha has teach. You vow to have this right view with regards to law of karma, law of mind, law of Dhamma, life after life when you come. You vow to understand this nature's law of karma so that you can follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, purify the mind. This is what you need for you to have the good life. Then you also vow to have the clear understanding that this form of mind is not you. It's only karmically conditioned for you to come to this world, so that you can make use of it as a tool and a vehicle to cultivate, to live life, to develop the wisdom and the understanding, so that you can be a blessing to all. Otherwise, without this understanding, every time the form and mind come, it is karmically driven. That's why the Buddha said, you are born of your karma, heir to your karma, conditioned and supported by your karma. You are what you are because of your karma. So, karma will take over, and you got no chance of coming out of the vicious cycle. The vicious cycle of samsara means eternal birth and death. And wherever there is birth, like the Buddha said, there is suffering. Because old age, sickness and death and the other reality were set in. So these are very important understanding. Then later on when you start to develop the understanding, you can add in your own additional vow to perfect your cultivation, to do to do the work that you want to do. Then all these are not what you think. It's just form and mind, condition arising, dependent originating. And when you take this vow, make this aspiration, it's a very noble thing. Because you want to develop all this understanding for goodness, for kindness, to liberate being, to develop all the understanding, to be a blessing to all. So the question is, if this is not what you want, then I don't know what you want. And when you take this and make this aspiration, you become so beautiful. There is nothing to lose. The worst case scenario is, all this vow you didn't fulfill. How bad can it be? Or you take a long, long time to fulfill. But at least the aspiration is there for you to have this understanding, life after life. So I hope with this explanation, people can develop understanding, clear understanding of what this Kuan Yin birthday ceremony that we are going to tie in with our Bodhisattva vow ceremony. Okay? Since this is recorded, you don't worry. In future, you can listen to it so that you understand what you have done here. Then later on, when you look back as your cultivation progress, you will have a lot of joy that you take this first step to plant the seed of Bodhi. If that seed also you don't want to plant, then it's difficult to get a Bodhi mind, difficult to develop the Bodhi, what they call understanding. Bodhi is enlightenment. So the Bodhi mind is an enlightenment mind. So the enlightenment mind is to arise this enlightened thought, to aspire, to walk this way, to go this way, so that you have that understanding. Okay? Okay, since most of you are here, where I was trying to wait for the rest who attend the Maya chanting now, that I think they are all on the way up. So we can have a simple puja first. The official puja with all the lighting of candle, everything, will be done after this preliminary puja, followed by Brother Vincent's exercise. Brother Vincent is very good, so I will pass over to him to share with you all how to do that stretching exercise where he teach people every Sunday. And he has helped heal or cure a lot of people. So we are very fortunate that Vincent is here. They arrived yesterday. And together with the group of Kayamita, who purposely came out to take this vow, to reaffirm this vow, to develop all this understanding. So we can really rejoice with them. Let us say sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay.